Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations in Care, the flagship radio program of the Care Radio Network. The radio program dedicated to covering senior health topics, chronic conditions, and self-care. Using the simple act of conversation, we can create awareness, establish a course of action, and design a community of support. Conversations in Care was created from the many conversations throughout her 18-year involvement as a dementia practitioner, care advocate, and your host, Tammy Newman.
Good morning and welcome to Conversations in Care. Today we are talking about delivering one less worry with culinary care. So I have a really great guest on the show. Her name is Courtney White, and she is the founder of an organization called Culinary Care here in the Chicagoland area. And what she has come up with is a really, really wonderful program. And I'm going to bring her on to the show in just a moment. But before we do that, I do really want to mention all of the sponsors that I have, because without them, I would not be able to bring you Conversations in Care. So first of all, I want to thank Thrive Assisted Living, a great and wonderful six-bed memory care community in Michigan. Also, Private Duty Network, which is also another wonderful home health care company that you can find in the state of Michigan in the Detroit metro area. Also, Seniors Blue Book, if you are looking for a place to help with your loved one, whether it's a home care company or even placement such as an assisted living or independent living, this is a great resource. You can find them online at www.seniorsbluebook.com. And last but certainly not least is Hurricane Marketing Enterprises. And I have to say that Steve, the Hurricane Weiss, has been a supporter of Conversations in Care since we first started 2 years ago. So he gets a lot of love from me and how he supported Conversations in Care over the years. So without further ado, I want to introduce to you Courtney White, who is the founder of Culinary Care. Courtney, thank you so much for taking time out of this morning and spending it with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh,
I'm excited to be on the show.
Wonderful, wonderful. So I was introduced to Courtney in a very interesting way. My son and I, we watch a show in the morning called You and Me This Morning. It's my favorite show to wake up to, and my son happens to catch this episode where you were actually on the show, and my son's like, "Mom, you've got to have this lady. Her company's called Culinary Care. She's got to be on Conversations in Care." So it was so exciting that once I was able to send an email to you that you were very excited to be on the show. So it's amazing how we can get connected in this day and age.
Yes, it definitely is. And I'm so excited. It makes me so happy to hear your son was watching and was so excited about what we're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, why don't you tell us, you know, a little bit about how your organization got started?
Yeah, of course. I actually started Culinary Care in memory of my father. He passed away from lung cancer in 2006, and I was a senior in high school at the time, going into my senior year, and we had family and friends that brought us meals every single night for probably about 2 months straight. And when, you know, looking back on that time, it was just one of those things that the food really stuck out to me. Looking back, it was just the highlight of a really horrible situation. You know, every night we had something new and exciting to come home to, so we looked forward to it every day. And, you know, I like to say, which is what the organization's kind of mission is it really just gave us one less thing to worry about, and really just gave us the hope and the strength to keep moving forward, you know, after he had passed away. And so that was just the inspiration behind everything.
You know, and I find this is such a wonderful concept because, you know, if I even look at the short time when my son has been in the hospital for different things, and, you know, I'm spending the entire time with my son, you know, in the past couple of times that he's been in the hospital, it's been a 4-day stint. So I'm in the hospital for 4 days, you know, I haven't showered, I haven't, you know, all those fun things that, you know, we think about. And when we come home, I'm like, oh my gosh, now I've got to feed everybody. What am I going to do? And it is that one less worry. And I think it's also even more than that. It really shows a community of support. And I think that's something that is, you know, essential, especially when we're going through some really, really trying times. And maybe you can share with our listeners a little bit more about what you exactly do at Culinary Care.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I think you kind of, you know, touched upon a great point, which is a lot of our families and a lot of the people we serve are going through that exact situation when they're in the hospital for, you know, a day at a time or 3 days at a time or sometimes months at a time. Some of them are traveling from other states. We've had families that are coming in actually from the Detroit area, and they're here, you know, every other week for a few days visiting their loved ones in the hospital. And it really is just you're there all day. You haven't showered. You're just trying to be there and support your family. And, you know, the last thing you want to be doing and the last thing you're really even thinking about is, oh my gosh, I haven't even gone to the store today, or we need to feed my family. So that's kind of where we step in, is for, you know, people that might not have that meal to come home to, might not have that support system readily available, or maybe they were there, but now everyone's kind of dwindled away and they don't realize that the family is, you know, still going in and out of treatments. So what Culinary Care does is we actually partner with local hospitals. So in Chicago, we work with UIC, Rush, University of Chicago, North Shore, and Northwestern. So the five major hospitals, and then we also work with Gilda's Club, which is a cancer organization here in Chicago too, and they have a great community center. And between all of those, you know, kind of six networks, we have referral partners. And so social workers and medical staff will reach out to patients that they feel are in need of our services. And from there, people will go on our website and they'll reach out to us and just kind of request a meal. So what we do is actually provide kind of the care element of Culinary Care. We have a care coordinator that will reach out and, you know, either give the family a phone call or an email, whatever is easiest for them, and just kind of get the process started. You know, we usually ask for the family's dietary needs and restrictions. This way we know that we can provide a meal that is actually going to, you know, that they can eat. And one of the really great and exciting things about our organization is that we actually partner with local restaurants. So all of our meals come from well-established, amazing restaurant partners that we have here in Chicago, you know, some of which include Maggiano's. We work with Wildfire and, you know, RPM, which is a great Italian restaurant, and Life Kitchen, which provides, you know, gluten-free and vegan and vegetarian options. And, you know, all of our restaurants take a lot of care and put a lot of effort into what they're providing their guests. And so it's great to be able to work with them knowing that everything that we're providing our families is, you know, well cared for and well prepared. And from there, we basically just, you know, once a family requests a meal, we, you know, reach out with the care coordinator. And once we have their dietary needs and restrictions, we basically just, you know, send them a menu and they place an order and then we pick it up and deliver it. So if you're a patient, you know, getting into our programs right now, you'll get four different deliveries, which is great. So it'll be four separate nights. You know, a lot of our families will be coming in for treatments once a week for a month, in which case they can have a meal, you know, every night of treatment that they're here for that whole month. So
Courtney, when it comes to the people that you're providing the meals for, is it specifically for people that are going through cancer treatments, or are you expanding that?
Right now, everything that we do is for patients that are in active treatment. So because we only deliver to our hospital partners or Gilda's Club locations, everything, they need to be going to the hospital to receive treatments, or they need to be going to the hospital, you know, in some regard. And they also need to be referred by a social worker in order to get into our programs, or a medical professional or their nurse. But they do need to be referred by someone. So it is everyone that we serve is going through active treatment within with cancer. So And I don't think we – oops, sorry.
Oh, no, I was just going to ask, so is there – so if I referred someone to you, would they then need another referral by a professional, or is there like a selection process where you would call in the hospital or their practitioners to kind of work that all out?
Right now, we just ask if someone does refer a friend, or, you know, someone finds us, you know, maybe they heard about us on Facebook, or maybe they heard about us through the show. What we do ask is for their medical professional's name. So they can go and ask, you know, for their name and their phone number and their email address. And that way, if we need to, we can reach out and just make sure that, you know, we want to make sure that everyone that we're helping is actually in need of our services and going through active cancer treatment. So that is kind of how the process would work. But we do our best to make it as easy and simple as possible, because we don't want to make it one more worry. So
exactly. Now, and you bring the meals to them. So if they're in active treatment and they're at the hospital, you're bringing that meal to them. Is that correct?
Yeah, so we usually ask for the person whose phone number, you know, the patient's phone number, just so we can communicate and talk to them. But then we also ask for whoever is going to be picking up the meal. So all of our, we have volunteer drivers that will deliver these meals for us. So they'll meet them in the lobby, and typically, you know, we've had people's daughters or grandparents or, you know, family members, you know, someone's usually available to come down and pick up the meal. If not, we've had nurses that are available and willing to do it. So we really just coordinate with the patient on, you know, what the best time is going to be to receive the meal. And if they know that they're going to be alone and that no one can come down, then they usually ask for it before they go into treatments or just right after so they can bring it home.
Wonderful, wonderful. Yeah. Now, I'm assuming that you probably have some visions of the future, and I'm curious how you would like to expand culinary care.
Yeah, we do have some we have some big plans for the future, and the way we kind of view it is right now we're really just scratching the surface of what we can accomplish. You know, today it really is just about one less worry, and we're a small but growing organization. And so with all of our families, we're able to provide, you know, like I said, at least, you know, anywhere from 1 to 4 meals. And that's just 4 separate delivery times, and that's the course of, you know, a whole year. So it's not 4 meals every month. It's just 4 meals total. And we know that that's just such a small portion of what they could truly use. And so mm-hmm. we would love to be able to expand our programs to be able to provide, you know, even more nutritional counseling. We get a lot of patients that will call in, and as they're going through their menu options, they express that, you know, they just have been diagnosed and they, you know, don't really even know what to choose on the menu because they're really trying to focus on their health and really revamp their lifestyle, and are just kind of lost in, you know, what to do and how to be eating and, you know, taking all these different diets that they hear about. And so one of the things that we would love to do is be able to, you know, provide, you know, a nutritionist to be able to say, okay, you know, this is what you're going through, and these are some of the good foods that you should and shouldn't eat, and just kind of give some even high-level guidance on what their diet should look like, because it is really a confusing place to be in. And then also just expand. I mean, our whole mission is one less worry. So our goal and our end goal is really to be able to eliminate the worry of food for families that are truly in need of it throughout the whole active treatment process. So whether that means, you know, getting a restaurant meal every weekend, you know, like typical, you know, families might do, go out once a weekend and, you know, enjoy this restaurant prepared meal. Maybe they'll get that. And then also just be able to provide groceries or prepared meals that can last them throughout the week and every week throughout active treatment. So our end goal is really to make sure that, you know, no one fighting cancer has to worry about what they're going to feed themselves or their family. And that way they can have time to focus on their family, focus on their loved ones, and focus on, you know, finances or whatever else is coming up, just really fighting the disease. That's kind of our end goal. So we're making, you know, some small moves towards that. And we look forward to continuing to grow and expanding our programs.
You know, I think that's such a wonderful, I'm glad that you're looking at expanding, because there's so many people that I've talked to through the show, through friends, through working in the senior care industry. And just recently I have a really close friend that is going through cancer in Michigan. And, you know, it's your whole life changes where once you were working full time, now you're not. You know, and if you were the breadwinner in the family, now there's all these worries, whether it's paying the gas bill or making sure your children get to school. And I love the concept of let's make sure that we can make sure that they have some food, that they have some guidance, and that, you know, if it's a gift card for groceries or what have you, that's one less thing that they have to think about, because I think there's so many other things that happen during that time of diagnosis and treatment that it's so hard to really kind of wrap your head around and really be fully present with those that you love. So I'm glad to see that you're really expanding and, you know, and you've been really successful in a short period of time. And I'm curious, what do you think has made your organization be successful thus far?
I really think we have been, you know, we've had received incredible success over the past 2 years. And when I started this, it was just something that was so personal to me. And I think part of the success in it is just that it's so personal to so many people. It seems to be a mission that really just resonates with everyone. And then, you know, in light of expanding, we've gotten requests, you know, from different states across the nation already. Just being in Chicago, and, you know, we don't do a ton of marketing, so it's always shocking to me to hear people from other states wondering, you know, how they can get involved, how they can bring it to their city. And I think it's just as simple as kind of what you were saying earlier with your son. You know, everyone's been there at some point, you know, whether it's with cancer directly or whether it's just with, you know, being sick and wanting your mom to bring you that cup of soup. You really just can understand the simplicity of what we're doing, which is just bringing someone a meal in a time of need. So I think that's something that just kind of holds near and dear to a lot of people and really resonates with them. And from that, we've been able to get a lot of support and, you know, have so many wonderful volunteers, and our restaurant partners have been, you know, more than phenomenal in providing all of these meals, you know, made to order for all of our families. So I think that's just kind of the heart of it. It's such a simple mission, and it's easy for, you know, social workers and medical staff to say, you know, we can't help you with this, but you can get this free meal. So at least I can provide, you know, something for you here while I work towards getting you these other services that I know you need as well. So
absolutely. I think it's, you know, it's definitely, you know, and also the fact that, you know, sometimes just being in the hospital stinks. So to be able to have somebody, you know, to talk with someone for a few minutes or to get something that's out of the norm in the hospital, I think those are some really great, great rewards for people as well. And I'm sure for your volunteers too. Now, I want to ask you, what has been your favorite part of putting this organization together? It sounds like it's definitely something that has truly been a calling for you after, you know, going through the loss of your father, you know, and what you and your family went through. It seems like this has definitely been just a true passion for you to be able to provide to others. But what about putting together a nonprofit organization? How has this, you know, how has this challenge been? Has it been a fun process? And what do you find the most rewarding?
It has been a really fun process. It's really exciting and fun to be able to put my hands in kind of all different, you know, areas of the business, you know, from building the programs to doing fundraising to just communicating with volunteers. You know, that's all been really exciting, and I get to learn something new every single day, which is incredible. But I would say the heart of it is really just when we get those emails that say, you know, this is a godsend. I can't believe that there's an organization like this that exists. This is exactly what my family needed. Or, you know, last year we actually ended up, or I think it was 2 years ago, we brought this huge Thanksgiving meal down to one of our families, and we had been working with them, you know, we had been meeting them every single week for a month, and I could just tell, you know, both of the parents were diagnosed with cancer, and it was just one of those situations where I can tell that they just loved every single meal we delivered. And one of our restaurant partners actually offered to make a Thanksgiving meal, and we hope to be able to do it again this year. But they offered to make this huge Thanksgiving meal. And so I called the mom and was like, you know, I know we were delivering all these meals, and I was just wondering if you would like help with Thanksgiving this year. And she immediately just started crying. She was like, I've actually been praying to God for someone to offer some support this holiday season. I didn't know what I was going to do, and I have 10 family members coming in from out of town. And both my husband and I have, you know, been so preoccupied and so busy with everything that's been going on. We just have not had time to think about it. And so hearing responses like that and just kind of the joy and excitement in people's voices when I get to talk to them, or, you know, now with our care coordinator, when she forwards me those emails and is like, you know, here's another amazing response about what we're doing. You know, this is why we do what we do. Getting those emails of just pure joy and just kind of, you know, even with one meal, they're so grateful to just be able to sit down and have one meal. So I'm just excited to see what will happen when we're able to provide, you know, more and more, and really just kind of give truly one last worry.
Absolutely. Now, you have so many different moving parts in what you do with culinary care, whether it's someone taking the food to the client, whether it's, you know, working with a restaurant to get them to donate, to, you know, all the other pieces that go on with your organization. How can people help you? What are their volunteer opportunities? Can they donate? Can they sponsor? What is it? What needs do you have that we can maybe help you with somehow?
Yeah, that's actually a great point that you bring up. And a lot of people don't realize how many moving parts actually go into what we do. You know, we get the food donated, but there's a lot of partnership that goes into getting that donated, and then getting volunteers to deliver meals, and then having these care coordinators, you know, follow up. And one of the, you know, biggest difficulties with the care coordinators that we're helping people because they're super busy. So, you know, even getting in touch with them, making sure that they have their menus selected and that everything is going well, and providing any additional services that they need. You know, we are happy to refer other resources that, you know, we feel the family is needed. So I'm glad that you understand all that goes into what we do. But the best way the best way people can get involved is, you know, definitely by donating. We're a growing organization, so donations do a lot in moving our mission forward and helping us scale our programs, and, you know, just getting more meals to more families every day. That all comes from donations. So donations are definitely great. And then on the volunteer side, we have a lot of ways that people can volunteer. We have a ton of different committees. So if you have, you know, a certain skill set that you want to grow, or, you know, just have a skill set that you're, you know, looking to get, you know, develop professionally, the committees are a great place to start. We have a few volunteers just within our volunteer committee right now who are working on our newsletter. And so everyone has, you know, a goal that they're working towards. And because we're a small organization, we can always use the help in volunteers. You know, there's power in numbers. So the more people that could help, you know, the more we can do. And we do have a lot that needs to get done. So volunteering your time is definitely a great asset for us right now. So
That's exactly what I was going to ask. How can they find out more about you and get in contact with you?
Yeah, you can go to our website, which is culinarycare.org, and, you know, right on the top of the page, there's a donate button if that's what you choose to do, and then there's also volunteer. So once you click on either of those, it'll lead you to the right page, and you can go from there. On our volunteers page, you can sign up to be a driver. You can sign up as a group for our guest home program. We are actually, that's something that we hadn't touched upon yet, but we are actually at the Ronald McDonald House and the IMG guest house every single month, March through December. And we provide a restaurant prepared meal for the families that are staying at that home, both of those homes. So that's always a great experience for people who can't deliver meals directly. And then our committees, our care committees, they're a great way to get involved, meet new people, and, like I said earlier, you know, grow professionally and learn new skills. And that's all online, so culinarycare.org.
That's wonderful. Courtney, I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your morning to be on Conversations in Care. And, you know, I just thought it was wonderful having Culinary Care on Conversations in Care. So,
thank you so much.
Oh, absolutely. And what I will do is I'll also get that information up on my Facebook page as well. So once again, thank you so much for spending time with us this morning.
Thank you so much for having us.
You're welcome. I want to thank everyone for tuning into Conversations in Care. This is such a wonderful organization, and you know, I'm looking forward to the fact that they're really providing some really wonderful quality meals and looking to kind of expand this, because definitely I know so many people that this would be one less worry. Just like if somebody were to come over and do my dishes for me, that would be one less worry for me as well. And all kidding aside, I think this is a great organization in which you can help by donations or volunteering. There are some really great rewards in being a volunteer as well. Before I end the show, I do want to make sure that my sponsors, I reach out to them once again and thank them, and Thrive Assisted Living, Private Duty Network, Seniors Blue Book, and Hurricane Marketing Enterprises. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for being able to bring so many listeners some great information, such as Courtney White from Culinary Care. Thank you so much for tuning in, and be well.